I'm pinned down, I panted. I lost my plasma rifle. The rock I was behind turned out to be narrow. It was barely thicker than my torso. I squeezed up against the rock, trying to make myself disappear into it. With my pulse rifle gone, I reached for the punch pistol that hung on my utility belt. I half expected it to be gone, but to my surprise, it was still in the fancy holster that came with a fancy combat suit that had already saved my life once. With only the punch pistol, I needed to get a good close shot. I felt my heart rate finally begin to slow to something I could manage. I was a good shot. I knew that. I knew if I took my time, I could kill this bastard. I might be a spoiled bitch, but I was still the oldest son of an archduke.
"Don't return fire," Sergeant Lamb said.
"Say again?" I asked, knowing that I sounded on the edge of hysteria, which was a good representation of how I felt. I could make out the man shooting at me now. He was wearing brown tactical gear. Great job blending in with all the shit-colored rocks around here, pal. The bastard was walking openly toward me like I was no threat at all. That really pissed me off.
"I say again, do not fire," Lamb said. "Aliens are inbound."
Aliens? Shit, that means the earpiece was supposed to be shielded so that there was no way sound could leak out, but Mr. Tactical Gear shifted his stance and fired his pulse rifle in one motion. I jerked back behind the rock just before it exploded behind me. I dove forward as two more energy beams roared through the air just over my head. I dropped to the deck and rolled clear.
"Tell that to this asshole," I barked to Lamb.
I was dead if I just lay there. The guy was just nonchalantly walking toward my position. Screw it. If I was going to die, I wasn't going to do it watching this prick walk up on me. I jumped to my feet and rushed the guy. I tried to crouch as low as I could and moved in a jerky, zigzag motion. I was closing fast another couple of steps, and I'd have a meaningful shot at the guy with the pistol in my hand. Then a bright light exploded in front of me, bathing everything in brilliant white. I gasped and put my hand to my eyes. I figured I was dead. The guy must have thrown a flash grenade, and I didn't even realize it. I mean, I didn't hear the detonation, but what else could it be? I staggered, my eyes watering, looking for movement ahead of me. Then I saw it. Only it wasn't moving towards me. It was moving upwards, away from me, into the sky. It took me a second to realize that the guy was suspended in midair, slowly floating upwards in a tight beam of light. His legs were sprawled below him, kicking like he was in water. His mouth was open, frozen in a soundless scream. The man's gaze locked onto me, an animal in the grip of complete panic. I followed the beam of light upward until it terminated at the base of a perfectly square alien ship floating serenely in the sky. The gleaming cube seemed to be made up of several smaller, perfectly square shapes. There was no way to know what was going on inside. Nobody had ever been in one and come back to tell the tale. The edges of the cube blurred, and when I looked down, the guy's body convulsed and seemed to coalesce into the beam of light that was holding him. Then the beam disappeared. I felt my jaw go slack. The cube floated perfectly still another full second as I felt a tingling sensation wash over me. Then it blurred again and flashed across the sky too fast for my eyes to follow. I stared stupidly up at the empty sky as the trees rustled and my asshole slowly unpuckered. Then I heard someone whistle behind me, and I spun around to find one of the Marines from the dropship standing there shaking his head.
"Did you see that?" I asked.
"Aliens, man," he shrugged.
"Hell of a way to go."
He nodded at the punch pistol I was still holding in my hand, then patted his own pistol in his shoulder holster and winked.
"They don't like guns," he said.
I looked down at my weapon. It seemed so insignificant compared to what I'd just seen that it was comical to think the aliens would care about it. I holstered it.
"They don't like guns?"
He considered me.
"Guess they didn't see you as much of a threat."
The insult didn't even register. "Does this happen often?" The Marine glanced up at the sky, shrugged again, and then turned around. "Welcome to Planet Hell."